Truth News Network.
In the flea market of political discourse, you found the hidden Rembrandt. TNN,
the Truth News Network,
and Dan Newman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Truth News Network. Dan Newman here, welcoming you in to a very good story today. Wrong message, wrong messaging. I got to be honest with you. There's so much negativity, so many misrepresentations, outright lies, and two-sided information coming out of Washington. I'm finding it pretty difficult to shut down mentally at the end of the day and get a good night's sleep. I find myself lately, late at night, lying awake and thinking about all the political anguish being dumped on us all nonstop. Every day it seems like there's a new scandal. What makes all this extra difficult for me is that, as a journalist, I'm charged with ferreting out the truth hidden within every allegation, every news story, every interview, and every press conference. Not getting much sleep has become an everyday event. Take last Tuesday, for example. It was 1 a.m., and I was wide awake. I couldn't sleep. I had back surgery a couple of weeks ago. I don't sleep a lot anyway. But in the aftermath of the doc fishing around in my spine for an hour or so makes sleeping a little bit tougher. What do I do when I can't sleep? I write, or I'll watch a little television. That night, I just happened to fire up Netflix. I saw the series of The Andy Griffith Show and thought I'd check out a show or two. And I did just that. It was the best decision I've made in a long time. We all remember Andy, Sheriff Andy, Aunt Bee, Opie, Deputy Barney Fife, Otis the Drunk, and Miss Ellie, who ran the drugstore. That first season was 1967. That year, that show gave America one of the few television series in memory in which every episode captured an everyday life dilemma for most Americans, complete with a simple answer for each of those life dilemmas. It did all that without profanity, sexual innuendo, certainly no sex on set, no blood and guts, and it did all of that in 28 minutes. It followed an actual small-town sheriff from North Carolina who taught his deputy, his son, all his neighbors in Mayberry, and sometimes himself, how to successfully puzzle through the common dilemmas they all faced. I learned a lot watching those few shows. I learned a lot about interfacing with other people in my life, family members, friends, employees, neighbors, members of government, law enforcement members, fellow church associates, and pretty much anyone else I come in contact with. What I learned dealt primarily with creating a method with those groups and individuals, too, with which I desire to communicate to concentrate on the messaging being communicated and not so much on anything to do with my emotions and my feelings, nor theirs. Communication should always concentrate on the content of what message is being handed off. If you don't believe me, just ask little Opie Taylor. Tuesday, September 17th, 2019, another one of those famous days in Washington, a day of infamy. It marked a day that the U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee showed all of us here in the U.S. and many other parts of the world that they disagree with my communication assessment detailed above, and they certainly feel Opie had no clue about dealing with people in public forums. Of course, House Democrats claim they own the knowledge of how and right to do so unilaterally. That hearing was set to question former Trump campaign director Corey Lewandowski under oath about his position in any and all matters after the 26th election in which he interfaced with President Trump. You may remember, Lewandowski was fired from the campaign months before the election and never held any position in the Trump administration or in any official capacity at all after leaving the campaign. I seldom watch congressional committee hearings, but sometimes they are of significant importance because of the purposes. House Democrats assured us all that this hearing was going to be mighty in content and would prove President Trump obstructed justice after his election. There are even some who, in spite of the Mueller investigation findings, maintain Trump colluded in the 2016 election with Russia. They still think that. In fact, in the hearing, the judiciary hearing that was just held, when Lewandowski, in an answer to an asked question by a Republican member, responded in part how egregious it is that Democrats, though no Russian collusion by any member of the Trump Organization was found by Mueller, Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat of California, interrupted to say he still feels that Trump was an agent of the Russian government and that Trump colluded with Russia to affect the 2016 election against Hillary Clinton and in his personal favor. Swalwell and the badgering of Lewandowski by other Democrat members made it clear if anyone still had questions as to Democrats' direction moving forward, get rid of Donald Trump at all costs. Nothing that can aid in that effort is off the table. That's what they're all about. Now, remember this. Lewandowski was never a White House employee or even an advisor. He was, however, and still is, a friend of Mr. Trump. Lewandowski is not an attorney, and it was clear very early in the questioning with which Democrats used they had and have no positive regard for him, and the reason for bringing him in for the hearing was to try and trip him up to provide evidence that would support their last chance efforts to create some real narrative to justify Trump's impeachment. We today are discussing the communication that is so important for us to use when speaking to each other. Andy Griffith's boy, Opie, received a wonderful lesson from his dad for doing so. But apparently, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, either didn't watch those Netflix reruns that I watched, or when he did watch, he disagreed with Opie's methods and what Opie learned. To give you an example of how not to do it when talking with others, here's Nadler himself, who, as chairman, asked the first 5 minutes of questions to any witness, and he did so in that hearing with Lewandowski. It's a tad over 5 minutes long, but it will give you the picture of what Democrats were and are really up to. This puts the entire 5 hours or so in a brief context so that you can see and hear how ridiculous this was.
Mr. Lewandowski, is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19th, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president? I said,
Is there a book and page number you can reference me to, please? I don't have a copy of the report in front of me.
Volume 2, page 90. But I simply ask you, is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19th, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
I don't think I need to do that, and I have limited time. Did you meet alone with the president on that date?
Congressman, I'd like you to refresh my memory by providing a copy of the report so I can follow along.
Pate, you don't have a copy with you?
I don't have a copy of the report, Congressman.
Clock was
Mr. Stopped. Chairman, I request that the clock be stopped while this charade is sorted out.
I'm sorry, Congressman, what page was it?
The clock should have been stopped and should remain stopped. Page 90, volume 2.
Okay, and which paragraph, sir?
I don't have it in front of me.
I'd like a reference, sir, so I can follow along on what you're asking.
Do you not have an independent recollection of whether you met with the president on that date?
Congressman, I'm just trying to find in the Mueller report where it states that.
Well, you have it in front of you. I gave you the page number.
Okay, where on page 90 is it, sir?
Mr. Chairman, you got to start the clock.
No, I don't have to start the clock when he's filibustering. Bottom of page 90.
Well, filibustering is a different bottom issue. That's across the hall in the Senate. This is actual questions being done now.
Mr. Chairman, point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
That's not
the gentleman will state his point of parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Chairman, is it appropriate for a witness to refuse to answer a question and instead demand that we reference and point him to the... I'd ask that Mueller report be closed and the witness be directed to answer the question.
No, well, the answer is not appropriate, but it's on the bottom two lines of that page.
Point of order, when will the clock start, Mr. Chairman?
Once the question's asked, Mr. Chairman, the clock should start.
Right under overview, second line.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
The gentleman, the witness.
Point of order.
The witness has the time and
point
will
of
answer.
Order is a
question. The witness
point of order
will answer
overrides
the question.
That. A point of order overrides that, Mr. Chairman, and you know that.
The gentleman will state his point of order.
Point of order is once the question has been asked in reference properly to the witness to answer the question, the clock should start. It cannot be held while you and your counsel go over notes.
The gentleman is correct. The clock will start. And the witness will answer the question without further delay.
Yes, I see that in the report.
Thank you. During that meeting, did you tell the special counsel that the president, quote, asked you to deliver a message to Sessions, who was then the Attorney General of the United States? Page 91. Did you tell the special counsel that the president, quote, asked you to deliver a message to Sessions, who was then the Attorney General of the United States? Page 91. I ask you a question, sir.
I'm looking for that reference on page 91, Congressman.
Do you not have an independent recollection?
No, I'm looking. Mr. Congressman, I'm trying to adhere to the White House's request. I answer questions that are provided in the Mueller report only. So I'm trying to reference that report directly about your question, Congressman.
Were you a White House employee at that time?
No, Congressman.
And if, did you ever, okay. You did not hold any position in the government whatsoever, did you?
Correct.
Now, sitting behind you are counsels for the White House, correct?
That's my understanding.
You understand those lawyers actually work for the president at the White House?
I believe that's accurate.
Nevertheless, the president's lawyers have told you not to answer any question by this committee other than what has already been disclosed in the special counsel's report. Is that correct?
Congressman, I'd have to read from the letter that the White House provided the committee if that would help clarify. Would you like me to do that, Congressman?
No, I'd like you to answer the question. Have you been directed?
Congressman, I've never spoken to any members of the White House counsel's office other than saying hello about 15 seconds ago.
But you were directed by letter.
Congressman, I was provided a letter that I believe this committee was assigned. It says, as explained below, Mr. Lewandowski's conversation with the president and with senior advisors to the president are protected from disclosure by long-settled principles protecting executive branch confidentiality interests. And as a result, the White House is directing Mr. Lewandowski not to provide information about such communications beyond the information provided in the portions of the report.
I will take that as a yes. And the basis for their direction is a claim of executive privilege. Is that correct?
I can read it again, Congressman.
The answer is you're not answering the question. We've already established that you were never employed by the White House or the executive branch. That is correct.
I have never been employed by the executive branch.
Sir, did you ask the White House counsels to be here?
Congressman, as I just reiterated, I've never spoken to anyone in the White House counsel's office.
The answer is no. Was it your idea for you not to answer questions based on a claim of executive privilege?
I can reiterate, I didn't ask. I've never had a conversation with someone from the White House counsel's office regarding this matter.
So it was your idea not to answer?
I have never had a conversation with someone from the White House counsel's office
regarding this matter. Was it your idea not to answer these questions on the basis of executive privilege, yes or no?
Congressman, I can only go by the letter that was provided. It was not my idea to provide this letter.
Not your idea. Did you ever suggest to the president or anyone else that you thought your communications with him were official White House communications?
Congressman, the White House has directed I not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president or his advisors to protect executive branch confidentiality. And I recognize this is not my privilege, but I am respecting the White House's decision.
Let me ask you some questions about your relationship with the president after he assumed office. How many times has the president asked you to meet him in the White House?
The White House has directed not disclose the substance of
any
discussions.
How many times did you meet with the president alone in the White House in 2017?
I don't know the answer to that.
How many times did he direct you to deliver a message to a member of his cabinet?
The White House has directed not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president.
Did he ever discuss with you any concerns that he may have committed a criminal offense?
The White House has directed not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president or his advisors to protect executive branch confidentiality.
All right,
I recognize this is not my privilege.
Mr. Chairman, I make a point of order. Pursuant to Clause 2J2A of Rule 111, that the gentleman is out of order, he has exceeded the time limit under the five-minute rule.
I will enforce the time limit under the five-minute rule.
I challenge the ruling. I challenge the ruling of the chair.
The ruling of the chair is challenged. All those in favor of overriding the rule of the chair will say aye. Opposed, no.
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 Roll call.
Those have it. Roll call is asked. The clerk will call. Where's the clerk?
Well, we can make this a lot easier, Jay. We can. I mean, this
the clerk will call the roll.
You'll not believe this. Maybe you will. It went downhill from there. It was incredible all the way through that hearing how everybody talked down to Corey Lewandowski. Everybody, of course, except on the Republican side of the table. To illustrate the hypocrisy in this hearing was Democrats' revelation of their misunderstanding of effective communication. Surely they did not want for Americans to see their hatred and spite for this president. Some of them actually didn't even care. They wanted everyone to know, especially their followers, how much they hate Donald Trump. And they showed it all afternoon. A new rule the Democrats passed earlier that week for this and other judiciary hearings let the second round of questioning be handled by congressional aides or others. For Democrats, Barry Burke, who was titled and introduced as a staff Democrat attorney, questioned Lewandowski for an entire 30-minute period. And actually, Barry Burke, though he is an attorney, was a huge Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton supporter, financially. When Republicans took their turn to ask questions appointing a Republican who serves on the committee, Chairman Nadler shot it down and would not allow that Republican, who was elected by Congress and is a member of that committee, would not allow him to ask 30 minutes of questions, saying members have already asked their questions. In my honest opinion, almost without fail, members of Congress in most of these types of hearings are really terrible communicators. As was proven in the Lewandowski hearing, they all use scripted questions formatted in a way to make the person testifying look bad, and inevitably all are attempts to put the president in a bad light. They made it effectively and abundantly clear that they are all set on task. That task is to impeach President Trump. And they are going to do it. Don't be shocked. For 2 years now, we at Truth News Network have assured you again and again that impeachment was their eventual objective for Mr. Trump. It didn't and doesn't matter to Democrats that he's achieved amazing results in his first 3 years as president. They certainly have given him little or no support in his dramatic and nonstop quest to fix so many of the issues that still exist in our nation. So in summary today, let's go back to the Andy Griffith Show. On one of those episodes, Opie Taylor, little Opie, showed up one day at the courthouse to see his dad at the sheriff's office. Opie told Andy he was going to pick up his skates. Opie didn't have any skates, and so Andy asked how he was going to skate. Opie replied, "I'm going to have skates because I'm trading my licorice seeds to Jeremy. Jeremy's got a pair of skates, and he's going to trade them with me." Immediately, Andy told Opie, "Licorice doesn't come from seeds." And Opie replied, "I know that, Dad, but Jeremy doesn't." Well, the moral of that particular show was the importance of honesty with others and always telling the truth when dealing with others. Always telling the truth when dealing with others. This is so applicable to Congress today. In politics, using a line, a narrative, a political policy perspective, or even an opinion, declaring whichever of those you use as a founding reason to justify what you think are certain results or what should be certain results, is exactly the lesson Opie was about to learn from Andy. You see, Barney and Andy had committed to sell an old rundown cannon that was owned by the town of Mayberry. The city needed the money. The cannon was literally a piece of junk. Andy kind of told a potential buyer that the cannon might have been pulled by President Teddy Roosevelt when he stormed San Juan Hill. Of course, that was not true. But Andy felt like it was okay for him to say so because selling that cannon was for a good cause, to help Mayberry, the town of Mayberry. Good causes or not, telling a lie is really a poor way to obtain acceptance in a deal or an agreement in any argument, including a political argument. Certainly Andy's cause was a good one, selling that old cannon. But misrepresentation is never the right way to go. House Democrats were exposed in that hearing. Though throughout various representatives pontificated about their desire to hold the president accountable for his actions because no one is above the law, even the president of the United States. How many times have we heard that in this, the Donald Trump presidency? Even that is a lie that's been exposed. Americans have watched as the single desire of this and other hearings and that of the 2.5-year-long Mueller investigation is singular. Find dirt sufficient to justify the House of Representatives to file articles of impeachment against President Trump. Andy tried to pull the wool over Opie's eyes. But in the end, we say it over and over again, the truth will out. in Mayberry, it certainly did. And he did sell the cannon, by the way, but not for the ridiculous price that was willing to be paid by someone wanting it, because it was pulled up San Juan Hill by Teddy Roosevelt. As is usual on the Andy Griffith Show, it all worked out. The town sold the cannon. Opie told his friend the truth about those licorice seeds. The skates? Well, Opie's still looking for something to trade with Jeremy for his skates. Will this impeachment cloud go away? Remember now, for 3 years we have been promising the House is going to impeach President Trump. And we still here feel that way. Of course, that could change at any moment, and we hope that it does change. But unless that happens, you can bet they'll impeach Donald Trump. I doubt the Senate is going to confirm whatever measure comes over from the House. They'll give it a shot. Not for any Trump wrongdoing, but for the purpose of fulfilling their promises made to their people. Wow. What a wild week going on in Washington, D.C. They all seem to be happening that way. But isn't it cool that we could go to the Andy Griffith Show to give us some legitimate perspective on what's going on in that Judiciary Committee? Thanks for being here today. Feel free to share the blog post or this particular podcast. They're absolutely free. You can download them, share them, forward them in Facebook or however else you would like to. And feel free to come back anytime. By the way, if you want to make sure you are notified every time we put up a new story or a new podcast, on the homepage, the bottom right side, just fill in your name and your email address. The only contact we make with you is an email that you'll get every day when a new podcast or article goes up. You click on that link, you'll go right to the article, right to the podcast, and skip all the front stuff. We never sell you anything, and we are certainly careful with your email address. Nobody has access to it but us. Thanks for being here again. When we get back together, watch for that email. We'll do it again, and we'll be together to talk about what's important to you at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
The truth, straight, no chaser. TNN,
the Truth News Network.